Support for today's show comes from CareerFitter. CareerFitter will help you evaluate other career possibilities for yourself. Order the premium version using the link below. Take 10 minutes, answer 60 questions, I believe it is, and they'll give you some ideas that will get you thinking. And that's really what you want to be doing. Having outside input help you think about ideas. So again, use the link in the show notes, order the premium version. This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2250. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to the number one podcast in Apple Podcasts for job search. No BS Job Search Advice Radio next month is celebrating its 11th anniversary, which is amazing to me. If you ever heard episode one, I am a huge stiff on that show. Maybe I'll play that on the anniversary date, but no matter. Today's show is one where someone has accepted an offer and is starting shortly with a firm and now has an offer for a different job with the same firm, or has an interview for a different job with the same firm and wants to know what to do. Hope you find this one interesting. Hope you don't have to have this problem come up for you. But I explain the scenario in more detail with the show. And we'll be back in just one moment. Support for today's show comes from Top Resumes. Top Resumes is a site that will redo your resume. They'll redo your LinkedIn profile, get you great results, and they'll do it at a very fair price. Use the link in the show notes. They will treat you very well. And we'll be back in just one moment. Starting with a company on Monday and now interviewing with the same organization for a different position, what do I do? And you know what it is? It's the difference between working for a local affiliate and the national company. It's the same company, but one's local and one's at headquarters. Instead of getting passed over by national, they're still interviewing and they really prefer working for national. So they've been offered a position, but now they have to interview with the national company. So what do they do? Now, unless this is a franchise and let's say it's McDonald's local and McDonald's corporate. And I have no reason to think it is, but I'm just using an example. If this is a franchise operation and you're working for a local franchisee, no issue whatsoever, and you don't have to raise the subject. But let's say it's a bank, just for the sake of argument, and you're working at a branch versus working at headquarters, it's different. So what I would say is, with your interview coming up, I would first try and accelerate this thing and simply say, you know, I've got another offer and I've accepted it from your organization, working at the branch level, working at the local affiliate. But I really prefer working at corporate. So I want to continue interviewing and not get closed off, but I want to give you the courtesy of letting you know. Now, they may say, we have to let the local affiliate know. And that brings up another problem for you. Whether or not you're prepared to lose the job locally to have the chance to get the job at headquarters. Talk it through with them. Do not hesitate to do that, especially since you're talking about starting the following Monday. Lay the cards open and listen to what they have to say, and then make your choice. Because for now, you know, there's a risk, a consequence. And if you pretend that you don't have this other offer, they're going to find that anyway because you're in the database, you're in the HR system. You know, they have you starting on Monday. They've got, you know, paperwork for onboarding already completed for you. So deal the cards openly and let them know what's going on. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, there's my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 8,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, at the site, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule yourself in for coaching, interview preparation coaching, salary negotiation advice, coaching related to hiring more effectively, managing and leading, helping you to be a better executive in your organization, and overall being a better employee of your firm. If you have questions for me, you can ask them at wisio.com/thebiggamehunter. That's wisio.com/thebiggamehunter. The price at Wisio is less than one third of what I'm charging in my website. And I'm doing this because I want to benefit my subscribers here and on YouTube, and only you're going to know about it. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Mention that you watched or listened to my content. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, you know, it's nice to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you from time to time about how I'm helping. You can also watch me on TV. Did you know that? If you have a Fire TV or a Fire Stick, download the Job Search TV app for Apple TV, Roku, Sony, Samsung, like 90 different TV platforms. You can watch me on either Zingo TV or BingeNetworks.tv. On YouTube, subscribe at JobSearchTV.com and have access to thousands of videos I've created. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!